When athletes tangle with the law, we turn to one of 680 The Fan's legal advisors, Ray Giudice.
I want to see you naked.
That could be a crime, right, Ray?
That lead-in is a crime. As Ronald Reagan said, I'm paying for this microphone.
If you actually scream to a bunch of people, I want to see you naked, in these times, troublesome perhaps?
It's not a good thing.
Okay.
Free legal advice. Don't do that.
That's why he's the best in the business, Ray Giudice.
All right, simple.
Let's talk about the mess that is Florida. First of all, these players, the credit card nine, looks like, for the most part, they're all going to go into this pretrial intervention, right?
Right. And let me say that absent whatever the university does or doesn't do, or the NCAA does or doesn't do, that is not an unusual outcome if it's a first offender situation. It's a nonviolent crime. We're looking at maybe getting these young men. Let's just assume these are really good kids who had a really bad day and did something that 19-year-olds do stupid things, even though their bodies are the bodies of men. I mean, I think that's one of the problems we have when we cover these stories about college athletes. We look at these young men and we say, goodness, you know, they're Adonises. They're supermen. They're superheroes. But their brain is 18 years old or 19 years old, just like your next-door neighbor's kid who did something stupid.
Well, look, sometimes it's 45 years old, and what's tempting gets the best of you.
That's
right.
It's
tempting to want to have more money in your pocket than not.
And if this case, these cases were Metro Atlanta, there would most likely, at least in most circumstances, be a diversion program, a way to keep you out of having a permanent criminal felony history that makes you clean, you know, do jobs that you really don't want to do for the rest of your life.
If you pay back before you get to that moment, isn't that a good sign,
too? That's right. I mean, hopefully these folks got good legal counsel. They've got some family members. They've done a bunch of community service. We have a shoplifting diversion program in almost every court in Metro Atlanta. For the first time, young kid who's in Target or some store and sees a pair of $19 somethings that they want, and they stick it in their pants and walk out the door. You know, nowadays, again, my legal practice started in 1985, before the big computer in the sky, before Homeland Security tied everything in. And as we all grew up, we could make a mistake in our neighborhood. You got a kick in the pants, the cops took you home, your parents scared you, the priest slapped you. We don't have all that anymore, those little speed bumps, as many as we used to when we were growing up. Now it's all of a sudden you got a mugshot, and your mugshot's on the internet, and it never goes away.
Yeah. The other thing in Florida that we just wanted to ask real quick, Jim McElwain brought up, and he did it. He started it at a press conference, death threats, himself, coaches, players. What's your legal responsibility as a head coach of the school when it comes to something that might actually be happening like that?
In looking at it, my view is if there's a serious investigation going on here, he should shut up. Law enforcement is saying, hey, dude, you're freezing our leads. You know, you brought this to us. We're following up on it. We're taking it seriously. And you've got an open microphone telling maybe the bad people that we're looking for.
So, but the school asked him, and the school put out a release that said he offered us no further details. That's not really smart on his part, is it?
And his statement is extremely vague. So, which was probably, if you're going to make a statement, you should make a vague statement. But I think he's out of line here. I hope there's no death threats against him. That would be stupid. I don't know if people are going to do something like that, because that's a serious crime. It's a terroristic threat, or et cetera, et cetera. But I think he should lay low. If there's a serious investigation, let the folks, the professionals, go do their job and get the bad guys.
I want to ask you about Marshawn Lynch. It's a weird situation. It started off as funny, and now it doesn't seem to be funny, at least according to the California Interscholastic Association, because he was out there practicing as a grown man at his alma mater with high school kids. You're talking about a grown man practicing against underage kids. You know, some of them I'm sure were 18, but, you know,
full
17,
pads,
16,
live
15,
action.
Running them over. You want to talk about inviting a lawsuit, it's right there.
A number of years ago, my wife and her first husband, the father of the beautiful children, asked me to go pick the girls up from school. I have a different last name than they do. Literally, security came into the lobby of the school to look at me sideways. I mean, so he shouldn't have been there. You should have been all kinds of waivers if he's there. He's, you know, why should he be on a high school football field and fall into a hole and break his, you know, his ankle or something? But I agree. This monster of a guy who's, you know, a great athlete hurts one of these kids. One of these kids tries to hurt him. Could you have litigation? You could have litigation. It's stupid on a multiple of levels. And, you know, the individual that you quoted earlier in the day that's in charge of all this is saying, hey, what's going on here? Didn't somebody ask us? You know, we've got somebody that doesn't belong at school.
I can certainly play the, wow, that's kind of cool. These kids are going to have something to talk about for the rest of their lives. I'm not dismissive of that. It's a really kind of cool thing in that regard. But at the end of the day, T's crossed, I's dotted, rules, laws, whatever the hell they are, I'm not going to be shocked if some adult doesn't have to answer to this.
If we were sitting here talking that he came to the school and gave a motivational speech or did some demonstrations with the coaches about proper technique and nutrition and stuff, oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, not
that's,
nutrition that's, for him, yeah, maybe.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean,
Skittles, Skittles, and more Skittles.
You but, know what fuels me, kids? Candy.
But Alfonso Powell, the commissioner of the federation out there, says, we take the rules seriously as the safety and well-being of our student-athletes is our foremost concern. Mm-hmm. And you're right. All it takes is one of these kids to get a concussion, heaven forbid, have something more serious happen, then the entire can of worms
just because
is open.
Just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it was supposed to be in play.
Lawsuits left and right are going to be filed.
Is there any question that little Nico wouldn't try to chop block this guy, take him out?
I mean, there's something.
If he's a Cellini, what's going to happen out there on the field?
Well, I think it'll probably be an illegal hit. Yeah. I think he actually runs him up from behind.
Right. Yeah, probably so. But again, big picture, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If somebody needs you, Ray, what do they need to do?
I'm available, 404-964-4185. I do apologize that I was part of the rabbles with the lit torches that killed the Mernings thing, but I was watching the polls.
Yeah, I wasn't so much angry as I was hurt. Domino was angry. I was hurt.
But actually, it didn't plus me at all.
I noticed that you were pretty silent on this. But the people were speaking in a certain way, and I'm a non-political, but I'm a winocrat, and once I realized I could be on the winning side, I jumped right in.
Which basically means you're Italian.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've said for centuries, we've always ended up on the right side of the table. It's amazing how Italians do
that. The thinnest book in the library is Italian War Heroes.
Yep.
I mean, there's just not.
Look at Mussolini. We're with him. We're with him. Hang him!
You guys are winning.
Do you know what could have been a funny bit, but we can't do it anymore? What truly is the thinnest book in the history of libraries?
I cut it out. I'm killing your show all week.
It wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't.
We're not allowed to do that
10, 15 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Ray, always good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.